Good morning to you, Rog.
Good morning to you guys, and it sounds like you had a good evening. It's evening here, but I don't think I'll be as loose as you guys tonight.
Oh, no, we were just very researching.
Well-contained.
Yeah, we're researching. Mate, I mentioned sliding door moments and plenty of ifs, but really we could have Nick Kyrgios through to the quarterfinals, couldn't we? Because Nishikori got rid of Golbus, and you'd think that Nick would have beaten Golbus.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if that had played out, you'd definitely have him as a favourite in that match. And it was good that Nishikori continued on. He deserves to continue on. He's the first Japanese quarterfinalist since 1995 when Shuzo Matsuoka made the quarterfinals here. A couple of other firsts. Anderson from South Africa. That's his first quarterfinals. He's the first South African in 24 years. Rafa Nadal hadn't been to a quarterfinal since 2011. John Isner hadn't made the quarterfinal. But don't worry, it was Roger Federer's 53rd Grand Slam quarterfinal. 53 of them.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The numbers are ridiculous. And whenever you talk about his numbers or Rafa's numbers, they all sort of, we use them flippantly, but they're extraordinary numbers. So Roger's been the cleanest. He hasn't dropped serve yet. So he's been so methodical along the way. Until today, he had not had a break point against him on serve. And Novak finished late at night tonight, just finished right at the deadlock of when it got dark. So he came on really late because that court went on for a long time. So would he have been happy? He wasn't happy with the way things happened in his round before, with the crowd getting, I think that, they'd seen the World Cup results. England won a bit, they had a few drinks and, they sort of were a bit rowdy. So he sort of didn't deal with them properly. In the sense that he got a little flustered with them, and I don't think he was excited that he had to go on late today and get a match in under 2 hours to actually conclude the match. But anyway, he's playing better and better, and Juan Martín Del Potro is the only one who's not through. He's 2-1 up against Gilles Simon. He lost the third, so they cancelled it. He takes on potentially one of those guys take on Nadal, who looked very, very sharp and very dangerous.
Now, Roger, I'm going to throw this one at you. If England make it through to the World Cup final and yep. Nadal and Federer are playing at the same time, that's what it's scheduled to do, would Wimbledon look at maybe bringing the game forward?
Got to.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about it right in the grounds, and it's obviously been something that's on the cards. I mean, it's of happening, and regardless, the Wimbledon final is up against, it just sort of pushes up. If you had a 5-set men's final, it's going to push up into the World Cup final. But Wimbledon are very adamant that these are our conditions. This is what we do. We play our tournament at this time, regardless of what's going on around the world. And so at this stage, they're not going to move. I mean, it's, the All England Club, they have their rules. They have the way they go about it. And they generally stick with the status quo, but you just would think the smarts would come in on it, because when you're thinking about it, Wimbledon, not just catering, we're catering for a global audience, and also there's a lot of world feeds that go out there. So to have the world feed of tennis and the world feed of the World Cup, and the World Cup obviously is a bigger event right now. You would think they'd have to just sort of arrange something.
Yeah, can I get some quick tips from you too, Rog, if I can? We assume Federer is going to go through. He's $1.07 against Kevin Anderson at tap.com.au. Milos Raonic, $1.60 against John Isner, $2.30. Who do you see that?
No, that could go either way, I think. I mean, both huge servers, so I think it could go either way. I wouldn't be surprised if Isner won that match. I mean, it's a good little outside tip, I think.
Okay, and Novak Djokovic, $1.15. He's regenerated, isn't he? Up against Kai Nishikori, $5.25. Djokovic just goes through.
Yeah, look, I think so. I think it's a great part of the draw. That's a great quarterfinals, Novak and Nishikori. It'll be interesting to see where they play that match and potentially Delpo and Nadal, because you've got your four quarterfinals. They have to play two on court one, two on court two, and two on centre. So you would think, if Delpo gets through, it'll be Nadal and Delpo. And I think Nadal is the favourite in that match, and Novak there. And the women's side, you know, it was all around the 16 today. It's a great day. Monday at Wimbledon's all around the 16 matches, men's and women. It's probably the best day in Grand Slam tennis. It is seen that way. And Serena Williams is no player in the top 10 is through to the Wimbledon quarterfinals, and that's pretty amazing. It's the first time in the seedings history since seedings began that no top 10 seed has made it through to the quarterfinals in the open era of any major. So any major event, this is the first time that's ever happened. So Serena looks like, you know, she looks like she's going to get through on her half of the draw. She looked very, very good and just accelerate and advance her state of play. She was really commanding today. And I like Angelique Kerber on the other side of the draw, former world number one, Grand Slam champion. She also is showing that steely reserve, which has made her the number one player in the world. And only 18 months ago, she held the number one ranking and had won two majors. So we seem to forget that. She's a number 11 seed here. She had a little bit of a wobbly 12, 15 months, but she's back on board. So that looks like, if I just project long term, I feel that's those two ladies will be taking on each other in the women's final.
Good on you, mate. So those familiar names are rising to the top once again. Thanks, Rog.
Thanks, boys. Have a good game number three.